This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The Bible talks about hope and it talks about the importance of gratitude. I find it interesting that even liberal secular commentators are also talking about hope and gratitude. Nicholas Kristof is a New York Times columnist and winner of 2 Pulitzer Prizes. He is the author of the new memoir, Chasing Hope, A Reporter's Life. He laments that more than 3/4 of Americans say the United States is headed in the wrong direction. He is troubled that Americans think that we have never been in such a mess. He points to the time before the Civil War, even talks about the turbulence of the 1960s that included riots, assassinations, and Vietnam protest. His argument is, we can get through this. Essentially, he's saying that we've never had it so good. He observes that if you had to pick a time to be alive in the past, say 500,000 years of human history, it would probably be now. He tells the story of President Calvin Coolidge's 16-year-old son who developed a blister on a toe that became infected. Without antibiotics, the boy was dead within a week. He says today the most impoverished child in the United States on Medicaid has access to better health care than the president's son did a century ago. You know, as Christians, we have even more reason to have hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." We should also have gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5 says that we should always be rejoicing, and we should also give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We have many reasons for hope, especially because we have hope in the Lord. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.